It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here is the wording of a resolution that Congress debates today. The text is unusually brief.
Resolved by the House of Representatives that...
1. Congress and the American people will continue to support and protect the members of the United States Armed Forces who are serving or who have served bravely and honorably in Iraq.
And 2. Congress disapproves of the decision of President George W. Bush announced on January 10, 2007, to deploy more than 20,000 additional United States combat troops to Iraq.
That's it. Two lines. The resolution is non-binding, but the debate is expected to be fierce. NPR's congressional correspondent, Andrea Seabrook, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Andrea, I gather that this debate is rather different than the one that we're used to.
Renee, it's very, very different. Every single member of Congress has been offered 5 minutes to speak on the floor. This is really a total change in the House of Representatives, where you're lucky to get 30 seconds, especially if you're a rank-and-file member of Congress. And the wording of this resolution is so simple. There's really not a whole lot to debate. It's sort of for or against the war, especially the buildup in troops. And the Democrats have made it so simple because for years in the minority and during the entirety of this war in Iraq, Democrats have faced attacks on their attempts to go against the war, of them being un-American or against the troops in some way. And so they're trying to clear away all of what they call clutter and just send, in the words of the Foreign Affairs Committee chairman, a strong, clear message about the war.
And do the Republicans, given this, the two lines, basically, of this resolution, do Republicans have an alternative resolution that they also want to put forward?
They sure do. They'd like to put something forward that also supports the troops, but also says that supporting the mission is supporting the troops, and to be against the mission is to be against the troops. They are not going to get that chance. Democrats are going to close down debate. It's interesting. Close down debate by giving every single member 5 minutes to speak on what they want them to speak on. This is interesting because it's something that Democrats have decried while they were in the minority, that Republicans often would bring these kinds of resolutions to the floor without offering Democrats a chance to debate their own kind of resolution. This time, again, they say that this is going to be an uncluttered debate and that they want to keep it clear. I think you'll hear a lot from Republicans on this.
Okay, so give us an idea of what the typical Democrat, or for that matter, Republican, how they might use that five-minute speech.
I think the typical Democrat will say, we're only repeating what American voters said in the November elections. The Iraq war needs to come to an end, or at least there needs to be some light at the end of the tunnel. I think the typical Republican will say, besides the idea that they are being shut out of debate, the Republican will say Democrats are hurting the morale of the troops and taking the first step toward cutting off funding for the troops. We're already starting to hear that talking point.
So I gather a vote by week's end. How many Republicans might actually go over to the other side, desert the White House?
Well, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the top Democrat, told me that he thinks it'll be something around 20 Republicans that that will vote for his this resolution. Other people have told me 35, 40, that they expect more. I think it depends on how this debate plays out, both within the White House, within the Republicans, within the press, over the next 3 days.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook.